91X News.
It's 12 degrees with light rain. I'm Sari Anetta with 91X News. Libraries all across Ontario are hosting special activities until this Saturday, marking the annual Ontario Public Library Week. Quinny West Public Library CEO Rita Turtle says they are hosting a special draw with an exciting prize.
This week we're running a draw for an e-book reader. Every time somebody comes into either branch of the Quinny West Library, uses our library services, they're welcome to enter a ballot. And the ballots will be drawn next week, and the grand prize, or the prize, will be an e-book reader.
Library Week started in 1985 and has grown into a popular event for children and parents alike. Quinny West Chamber of Commerce is putting on a number of seminars for Small Business Week. The seminars will teach everything from how to insure a small business, putting a business online, and how to use quick response codes. At the end of the week, the small businesses will receive awards for their work. Organizer Susan Andrews says it's a way to acknowledge and support those in the community that work so hard. The case of four disabled adults found in a locked Philadelphia basement may become one of the first prosecuted under a 2009 federal hate crimes law. The FBI is looking at the apparent Social Security fraud case, which stretches from Texas to Florida to Pennsylvania. An FBI official says the case could fall under the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act. The act is named for two murder victims and expands earlier hate crime law to include a victim's sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. The official asked to stay anonymous because of early stages of the case. The judge who presided over the inquiry into the federal sponsorship scandal is pleased that Quebec's premier is set to call a public inquiry into alleged corruption in the province's construction industry. Justice John Gormley says he's believed for several months now that there is a need for a probe in his home province.
I think that with the majority of the population that I would welcome a public inquiry.
In terms of the dollar amounts involved, the federal sponsorship scandal is a drop in a bucket compared with the alleged schemes taking place in Quebec's multi-billion dollar construction industry. The Canadian e-book company Kobo is getting into the crowded tablet market and beating a major competitor to the punch. Orders are now being taken for the Kobo Vox, a full-color 7-inch tablet the same size as the BlackBerry Playbook. It's selling for about $200 and shipping starts on October 28th. It's a Wi-Fi-only device, runs on the Google Android operating system, and has 8 GB of memory. Kobo says it has up to 7 hours of battery life. The Vox will compete against a long list of tablets on the market, including Apple's best-selling iPads, the Playbook, Samsung's Galaxy Tabs, Motorola's Zoom, and a host of smaller rivals. But the Vox is about 40% cheaper than the most inexpensive iPad. Kobo's largest ebook competitor, Amazon, also announced its own tablet recently with similar specifications. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
Only one NHL game this evening as the Winnipeg Jets are in Toronto for the first time in 15 years. The Jets come off their first win of the season while the Leafs come off their first loss. And Jets blue liners Mark Stewart and Ron Hainsey may miss tonight's contest with injuries suffered last game. Game time is 7:30. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Flyers have called up former first-round pick Braden Schenn from the American Hockey League. In local hockey, the Bulls are in action in London Friday night to face the Knights. And in Junior A, the Trenton Golden Hawks also play Friday. The Hawks have lost two in a row after going 11-0. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates are in action tomorrow against the Campbellford Rebels. And in baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals and Texas Rangers meet for Game 1 of the World Series tonight on a forecasted chilly evening in St. Louis. Texas has added pitcher Mark Lowe and catcher Matt Treanor to their roster, while they removed right-handers Yoshinori Tateyama and Kohei Uehara before Wednesday's opener. Busy week so far in the National Football League as the Philadelphia Eagles have traded running back Ronnie Brown to the Detroit Lions. And adding to the growing list of quarterback changes around the league, the Washington Redskins are the latest team to make the switch. John Beck will start in place of struggling pivot Rex Grossman, who threw 4 interceptions in his last outing. In basketball, former MVP and Canadian Steve Nash says in a tweet he's optimistic about today's NBA labor dispute talks after players and owners met yesterday for 16 hours. Commissioner David Stern wants a deal this week. Otherwise, he warned even more than 2 weeks may be canceled. That's sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91X weather.
Our high of 15 degrees today is nowhere to be seen with the wind and rain scheduled for today. More and more rain in the evening and overnight with a low of 10. And tomorrow isn't looking any better with only a change in temperatures with a high of 14. It's 12 degrees. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
This is 91X.